Hello there, Sue. I got your tape the other day, and I sure did enjoy it. It was really good to hear your voice again, and I really appreciated your sending it. I'm sure glad you got the new tape recorder now that we can send each other a few more tapes now before you get home. And, of course, I'm real anxious that you did get your tape recorder, and I'm anxious to see it, too. Let's see. Today is October the 4th. This is Wednesday here. And I just got home a little bit ago from my night class, my personality and adjustment, trying to adjust my personality. Personality and adjustment course that I had tonight. And I just thought after I got home, I'd just tape you a tape before I went to bed. I have all day tomorrow off and have a night class that's statistics tomorrow, and then have to use tomorrow to study for my statistics course, plus all my classes that are all day on Friday. So even though I have all day tomorrow off, I'll probably be pretty busy. You mentioned in your tape that you should have missed old dog. I never did give him a bath. You asked about that, too. And he sure needs one. He's sort of a dirty dog. He's laying down here beside me now. I coaxed him to come over here and lay down beside me because I thought maybe he'd say something or talk a little bit. You know how he whines and talks occasionally. And he didn't want to come over here, so he sat down here and was sort of growling. So I don't know if you can probably hear him growling or not. But he's doing pretty good. As I say, he needs a bath, and I never have got a chance to give him one. He's sort of been up to his meanness lately. He got into the trash this week, and I can't think of anything else too much that he's got into lately. I know you're across the street, Jean, the sergeant's wife. You got to meet her. She's sort of a nut. They're real nice people. They're always having me over for coffee and cake, and they stay up to all hours of night at night. They Gil, her, Jean's husband, usually takes a nap when he comes home from work in the afternoon, and Jean doesn't have anything to do all night, all day, so she takes a nap part of the day. So, consequently, they're ready to stay up late at night, and I go over there sometime after I get home from a class or sometime late in the evening, and they're great coffee drinkers, so I used to have coffee with them and maybe some sort of dessert or something, and occasionally I've taken some cookies or something like that over for the dessert because they've had me over so many times. Anyway, let's see, what was I going to say about them? I was going to say about Mike. Gene doesn't like dogs at all. And, of course, you know, you've always said you're sort of suspicious of somebody that doesn't like dogs, I think. Well, anyway, she's sort of nutty anyway. But she comes over here and she sort of walks around Mike. And if he makes even sort of a groaning noise or if he gets sort of mad or anything and makes some sound, well, she always says, "What's that dog doing?" And she gets all upset thinking he's going to bite her or something. There's a dog that the people behind Jean and Gil own. And this dog jumps the yard occasionally. I mean, jumps the fence. And Jean gets all upset and comes over here and says she's afraid to go outside and hang out her clothes. And it's sort of funny to me because I doubt if that dog would bother anyway, but she's pretty afraid of him. Well, my courses are going much better now. I was complaining sort of at the first of the semester. Probably was just sort of getting tired of school in spite of my nice vacation to Hawaii. Been going to school so long, probably complaining about courses when I shouldn't. But the beginning of a couple of them really did sound Mickey Mouse. And, of course, that doesn't mean that I'm going to make A's in those classes that I complained about. But it just means that the teachers are pretty poor and the material that they hand out or give to you is even poorer. But some of them are picking up now and seem to be a little bit better. And tonight in my psychology course, Dr. Klein, who is a man, spoke, or he had a lecture tonight, and his wife usually teaches the course, so that was a change from her teaching, and I enjoyed his lecture tonight, so that was pretty good. And then in my social work class, that's really interesting. I have social work and then social group work. And the reason I'm enjoying them more now is that we're getting to do some case histories, which are a little bit more complicated. Well, they're not complicated, but they're a little bit more extensive than some of the first pieces that we got about casework. And they're a little more interesting. And in the social group work course I'm taking, the teacher prefers, or she likes, for us to go out to the state hospital occasionally and observe. And I probably wrote you that I went the other day and observed some group therapy through a one-way window, and along with two other girls and from Wright State. And the patients were not aware that we were watching them. However, they have been told that occasionally some people do sit in, and they do know that the room is back there, but they don't know exactly when people are sitting in there watching them. I don't think I'd like that too much if I were a patient. But anyway, I guess there's not much they can do about it. And they have the speaker, it's sort of inconspicuous. It's in the sort of chandelier right above where everybody sits. And that's then we can hear in the next room their conversations. Then today, I went back out to the state hospital. It's over on Wayne Avenue. You may remember when we passed by there before. Remember approximately where it is. It's over fairly close to UD, I guess. And I went over there today and entered into a group therapy session. Well, I didn't enter in. Actually, I just sat there and observed. But these women seemed to be much more disturbed than the ones I had seen the other day. The ones I had seen the other day were about, most all of them were about ready for release. But some of these today, you could tell they're quite disturbed. But it certainly was an interesting experience. And the caseworker, well, they had a registered social worker that was sitting in on the group therapy. And, of course, I was just a visitor. I was just sitting there. I didn't add to the conversations or anything. But there was one social worker, which seemed to be very well qualified and knew what she was talking about. I was quite surprised that she was so experienced or looked, seemed to be quite in control of everything. And then they had a registered nurse sitting in. And both of these people, the social worker and the nurse, were quite young. In fact, I would imagine they were, neither one was over 25. And I was very impressed with their proficiency in conducting the group therapy. And the patients seemed to like these people very much, which seems to help, where, you know, help the people to make a better adjustment. Well, that's probably enough about my trip to the hospital. Let's see if I can think of anything else exciting that I've been doing lately. I'm probably about to run out of tape power on this side, and I've been just ambling along here. Have to probably wait till the other side. I'm glad you like the goodies that I've been sending, and it seems like you've been doing.